What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time. Time for our podcast. And lots happening. We found Fev's statue a home after Narre Warren. Well, Webb Street was only for 3 weeks. Long story. Enjoy that in the podcast.
I've got to say, it's a much better outcome.
Oh, it's huge. It's great.
Like, I was as flat as a shikarta's hat that it got taken from Webb Street. But where it's found its place... Couldn't have asked for anything better.
Also, we're talking about people having cold feet. Now, you won't believe some of the stories of people calling off their weddings at the last minute. One particularly, you don't expect to find the groom and the mother of the groom doing what they were caught doing. And also, Nick, not happy because we got papped the other day as a show. Fifi, Fev and Nick's show were out for lunch and got papped.
Your makeup artist foe got papped.
Mad Mando, our boss, Mando, she was very prevalent. Somebody was missing, though. And an answer for Alpha Bucks to give you $20,000.
Arden Homes. Create award-winning, energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful, but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
From the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Narre Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brekkie in the Burbs. You just won $100,000. You just won Fox's golden ticket.
That is the secret sauce. We love this
city. The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev.
Oh, how good's this? Thursday weekend round the corner. Footy back tonight. Fifi, Fev and Nick are on.
Your doggies are on tonight.
Yes, I know. Can't doggies. Come, Bevo. We can do this. There's a lot on this.
Yeah, there's a lot on. You lose your cook.
Well, we've had comebacks in the past.
You have.
It will make it more difficult to come back.
You've got a lot of bite, don't you?
Yes. Bulldogs bite and Bulldogs roar. Remember 54.
Oh!
Actually, remember 16 now. Remember 16. Yes.
She just did some footy quotes.
Oh.
Getting married or agreeing to get married is, for most people, exciting, full steam ahead. Then there are the people that are never sure. And I'm going to say this. I have a friend who right up until the day before her wedding, we went out, we were at Crown the night before she was getting married. We'd done the rehearsal dinner. And I remember her looking at me and going, I'm pretty sure. And we were young at the time. She got married when we were like 22 or 23. I remember looking at her going, oh wow. I assume that's something you're 100% sure of.
Did they stay together?
No, they didn't. And often you hear stories about people probably needing to pull out but not pulling out and then going ahead and then a year or two in, then deciding to walk away. But people genuinely pulling the pin before the wedding day.
Ooh.
Seems to be in movies. Doesn't happen. And we're going to open the phones, 13, 10, 60, to see how close somebody got to the wedding before they said, nah, can't go ahead with this.
I've always wanted to do that at a wedding. You know, when you go to weddings and because my ADD brain needs to say something and I process it in my head when the priest or the chaplain guy goes, does anyone object to this? And I just want to always go, yep. Just for no reason.
Yeah.
Just to really throw a spanner in the works.
Well, we've got James Costa, our wonderful audio engineer to the stars.
What have you done to Rach?
Now, you and Rach, obviously.
You're a kid, man.
Oh, that'd be the smartest thing she's ever done, but it's not that, no. So, anonymity. I was talking to someone yesterday in the office. They're covering for someone else nationally.
Weird name.
A worker in Newcastle. And
somebody that works at our company.
Yeah, trying to get news.
And so in Newcastle, she was going on leave she was meant to go on leave for a honeymoon because she was getting married, 5 weeks or so. But they said that the wedding didn't happen. So I said, well, why is she still taking the leave? And they go, she only called it off a couple of days before the wedding and then still went on the honeymoon anyway and is just doing it herself, traveling the world.
Whoa, so a couple of days
out. Who works at Newcastle?
No, don't worry. It's nobody we know. But
what I love, you can tell Costa's got a new beautiful little baby boy, but you can always tell first-time parents because somebody's had to not get married at the very last minute. And he's like, why'd you go on a honeymoon then? Yeah. Why are you taking the leave? That's a man on little sleep. I love that. A
couple of days out. I heard another story of a couple that decided not to get, we're not going to get married, let's not do it, but knew everything had been booked in, people flying in from interstate, reception, a big party. They pretended to do it.
That's good.
And then did the whole, and then at the reception going, guys, we're not actually married. Party, don't worry about it. We wanted to get you all together anyway.
Fingers crossed behind the back, like the Truman Show.
A little bit didn't actually really get married.
I would have been getting me present back.
13 10 60.
That is my toaster.
Cold feet. We hear about it. It's very common to get cold feet, and often people move through it because it can be a commitment issue, the commitment phobes. But did you pull the pin? How close? Before the wedding day.
You're looking at a man that's about to get married.
Yeah, you're making me very nervous.
How many weeks?
Are you okay? 100%?
Like 8 weeks or something.
Is that 100%?
I'm 100%. Have you seen how beautiful she is?
Yeah.
Talk to her.
Is she 100%?
Mate, I'm very nervous after hearing this.
When she found out that you had a shower with my dog?
Dogs. Well, yeah, she was worried about that. She was worried about her dog as well, Elmo, because he was in the shower as well.
Who does she love more, you or Elmo?
She likes the dog more.
Yeah.
Say no more. 13 10 60 is our
number. Maybe it's not even you. This can be a second or third hand story. Mm. We just want to hear how close people have pulled the pin.
Yeah,
I was at a
wedding
once when the groom got up and there was pieces of paper underneath.
That's a movie.
Yeah, that's a movie. Right.
101.9 The Fox.
Now we're talking about cold feet before a wedding. Have you, or does someone you know, were you were part of a wedding party where the bride or groom pulled the pin? Days, maybe even a day before the wedding. Wally from Altona North. Hi, Wally.
Hello. How are you?
Good,
Wally. Did somebody pull the pin and not go through with it?
So one of my very good mates on his wedding day. So we have a tradition in Lebanese tradition where we do a ceremony in the morning. Mm-hmm. We do some drums and hair cutting and everything, and then we go pick up the bride. So we're all jumping in the limo, and the groom jumps in with us, and on the way there, he goes, what am I doing? Let me out. I don't want to go anymore. what do you mean you don't want to go through? It's your wedding day. He goes, no, you guys keep going. Get me out of here. I don't want it anymore.
Did you keep him in
the car? 8 months later, and they're done, unfortunately.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah.
You should have let him out.
Yeah, he goes, let me out. I don't want to be in the limo anymore. It's like, well, we're not all going to go get married. It's you. It's a new one-man show.
That's crazy. Oh, wow. Thank you, Wally. That's
good story,
that's exactly what we're talking about. But I'd love to know, to talk to that guy and go, but what were you thinking a week before?
Yeah. Like, probably that.
I wonder what he was thinking when he was standing there and they're all like, and he's looking at her going, I don't want to do this.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Wally. Emily from Wonga Park, my neighbourhood. Hi, hey, Emily.
So it wasn't about me. It was about my brother and his ex-fiance. The mother-in-law actually decided that they weren't allowed to get married anymore 3 months before the wedding.
What?
So, and then... my brother, he only found out, he got an email confirming that the venue had been cancelled and they never saw each other again.
Hang on. So much to ask you, Emily.
Your mother-in-law's Pearl?
You're jumping Creek
a
Road
lot,
there.
A lot happened.
I know. It almost sounds like an arranged marriage. Like for a mother-in-law to get to say you two are no longer getting married.
Yeah.
What about your brother? Did he speak to his fiance?
They had a big argument. They were going to leave together. This was at his ex-fiance's house. And the mother-in-law said, if you leave with him, sorry, I'm never seeing you again. And they never saw about it again. And that was it.
And that poor girl, like obviously awful for your
poor brother.
Awful for everyone. But the girl, because I have I feel like I have been in similar situations.
Yeah.
Where yep. your mother should never get you to choose yeah. between her.
Well, your brother should have looked after Fee a bit better, Emily. This has really Emily. Got Pearl boxed.
Has Pearl done that a few times?
No, she hasn't done that. But I have definitely been in situations with my mum where if I have continued the relationship or gotten more serious, it wouldn't be a fun life. Like, what, so then I go, what's that? Because I'm so close to my mum. She's so you got really to make a decision. You. So you end up going, do I want to be close to my mum?
Or see that person every day.
My boyfriend. And then I guess I have to say to myself, well, obviously I never liked any of them enough because.
Yeah. Well, you just love your mum more.
Yeah.
No problems there. Next call.
It's all good. Hannah.
Nothing you to figure okay, Dave?
Hannah from Truganina. Hi, Hannah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, great, good. Hannah. Now, how close to a wedding before the pin was pulled?
Oof, a month out.
A month?
I was the bride.
You? Oh, yes, it's you, Hannah.
It was me.
What happened?
I was in a long-distance relationship for 7 years. And back and forth to him. And once I reached there, he basically didn't know how to live his life without a long-distance relationship. And, yeah, just didn't know how to fit me into his life.
So you were there to get married and then a month before, he just said no.
I said no.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, I pulled the pin, but my family still came over and celebrated with me. Oh, and we did a family holiday instead.
What country was it out of interest?
South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Great part of the world.
It is, yeah. But better that you're back here, let's be honest.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, Hannah, that's tough.
I'm a fiancé, get me out of here.
thank you, Hannah. And Amy in Dingley. Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Amy, when did the wedding get called off?
The day of, at the chapel. So I know of a bride who, they were at the chapel, ready to go. Everyone's there. But she just felt like a little bit nervous and was just like, oh, I feel like I know it's bad luck, but I need to go and see my partner. You know, I just need to see him. And so they're like, okay, yep, no worries. So she goes to the room where he's getting ready.
Oh, no, she's getting it on.
Only to find him being breastfed by his mother.
Oh, I...
Sorry, what?
No.
Yeah. No. Yep. Massive, like, boobs? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yep, like whether it's just no one, we want so many answers, like is it a comfort thing? How long's it been going on for?
He was nervous.
Did you get those answers? Did the bride get those answers?
No answers, just the whole wedding got called off. Everyone was there. Sorry, you have to go home. So now, no, like everyone that didn't know, because I'm like, did the husband know? Did the aunties and uncles know? Who knows? But now everyone that was at that wedding knows.
He was feeling a bit, he was nervous as well. So he's gone to mum's boobs.
So I'm like, okay, I'm engaged. So I'm turning to my fiance now going, is there anything I need to know?
Thing though?
No.
What I mean is,
what are you looking at us?
What are you looking at us for?
No, what I mean is,
I wasn't on Kaz's boob just before I married Alex.
I have breastfed. I can't anymore. Can you at that? If you,
there'd be no milk coming out.
No, but milk comes out as long as somebody's trying to get it out.
Really?
Yeah. That's the whole point. So what I'm asking is, was he doing it his whole life till he got to an adult, and then there's a lot.
Did the bride just run out, or at least burp him first?
Yeah. Oh.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Good morning, guys.
My phone blew up yesterday afternoon. I had a few mates send me a text going, what are your co-hosts up to? Yeah. With a link to an article from the Daily Mail. And been papped.
Yes,
Fee and Feb,
see this.
Papped. Out in Brighton.
You're in there a little bit.
Can I give this some context? Before we were the other day filming
super secret TV project.
Top secret TV project. And then we decided we had some downtime. There was an hour and a half, 2 hours to do nothing. We thought, let's go out for lunch. We went out for lunch. And I am the can I read the headline? Fifi Box looks biker chic.
Ooh.
As she steps out in all leather ensemble while on a stroll.
Yeah, everyone had to go in my car because you were driving your Harley.
Just to point out, if anyone did see this article, I'm in costume. That's a costume. I'm not kidding. We were changing location and the lady from wardrobe said, why don't we get you in your next costume? And I said, no, I'll do it when we get to that. I'll put my jeans back on. I will do it at the next location. She said, there won't be anywhere to get changed. Yeah. I think you should. So I went, oh gosh, okay. As if anyone's going to see me looking like Sandra Dee from Greece.
Yeah. And then I said, let's go to the pantry for a beautiful, I wanted to take Nick to get some prawn linguine.
Unbelievable dish. Unbelievable. But we'd obviously, we've been papped on the way out. Well, you two have. I don't know what I've got to do here to make a bloody article. It's got Fifi Box and her radio co-star, Brendan Favola in Melbourne. There's 11 photos. 11 photos. 11. I'm walking next to you guys the whole time. And you can tell that. You can see my shoulder in one of them. Honestly, I read this article. I'm like, am I dead? Is this The Sixth Sense? Am I Bruce Willis?
Hey, you're
Did I die on the first day of shooting? Mando's in it more than me. Oh, what the hell is this? Yeah. Mando's in it.
You are an extra.
Oh, that's very hurtful.
There is a photo.
I'm in a movie on Netflix, multiple TV shows. Conan O'Brien, Kevin Hart, special in the US.
There's your elbow. I reckon it's actually hard work for the photo editor to get edit you that out. Yeah. To just leave you in.
I'm actually questioning if I'm there that day or not. I don't know. Was I there?
They halved one of him and just cut his head off.
Yeah.
Can I point out as well, he was wearing the loudest Hawaiian shirt for the TV shoot. Still not seen.
Mando in there. There's 11 photos. Mando's in 15 of them. Somehow. It's the most flattening.
One of the photos with Mando is interesting. I don't know what she's trying to do.
Oh, yeah, Mando.
The one she's doing this.
Yeah, Mando's. Mando's found herself in a compromised Photoshop position.
I didn't read the article. Does it mention you at all? Does it say Nick at all?
Hang on.
No.
Because we walked together and then Pat looked at us, remember?
Yeah.
And he put his arms up because Fee was giving him nothing. He was upset.
But I think now that I know that, I think the Pat was going, who's that next to you, Fev? That's what his answer.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We came back from the school holidays with a big problem on our show because it was only about 4 or 5 weeks ago we were down at Brekkie in the Burbs, Narre Warren, Bunjil Place, and we had the big unveiling of Fev's statue. Narre Warren, here is your statue of the great man, Brendan Favola.
What is that? I look amazing.
One of my greatest moments.
There it was in Webb Street. Thank you guys. So many people visiting it, getting photos, selfies. It was blowing
real
up. It was a tourist destination there. And then we found out while we were away that it got removed.
Mm.
We thought it got stolen at first.
I was worried.
James Blake, our senior producer, who he's in charge of projects on this show, and he often fails miserably. Mm. There was car lotto where he forgot to put petrol in the car and the car only went for 3 minutes when it was supposed to go for about an hour and a half. There was the big fox that he had made for us and it melted at Gumbaya World.
Every day he rocks up to work.
You're saying he fails every time he comes to work. Anyway, an oversight on his behalf was that the council of Casey there in Narre Warren only agreed to have it for 3 weeks and then they were going to remove it.
And I'm tipping that he was just thinking, he didn't tell us that. He was just like, oh, we'll put the statue there. It's in Narre Warren. Within that 3 weeks, it'll go missing. He was hoping that someone would steal it.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't have to break the news to me that he only put it in there for 3 weeks. And the greatest moment, one of the greatest moments in my life, has been ripped away and it's now sitting in our studio. And I have to look at it every day, which is not a bad sight. But
you kiss it on the way in.
So over the past week, we've been trying to find it a home. And we've said, where could it live? Somewhere in Melbourne that's a Melbourne destination where people can come and find Brendan Favola and rub they rub Buddha's tummy, rub you for luck. I don't know.
Could have said anything other than a Buddha.
No, but that's just a famous, that's a statue.
Could have put me in the MCG next to Warney and Kevin Bartlett.
Well,
and
we may have a home for it
here we go.
That is iconic. I would say the centre of Melbourne.
This is going to be real crap.
Daimaru.
Where is it? Oh. Is it the tip?
Wait
Please don't
for
say
it.
The tip.
Clocks, the iconic venue right next to Flinders Street Station.
Oh, that is, yes, that's a win.
This is a huge win. It's open 7 days a week.
That's got Gary Warren covered.
Non-stop, people get to come in and see your statue.
That's the heart of the city.
It is. Clocks is the heart and soul of Melbourne.
That'd get more traffic in one day than Webb Street in a year.
And we're joined now by the Chief Operating Officer of Clocks, Anthony Simeone. Hi, Anthony. Simeone.
Good morning.
Anthony, good morning. Well, firstly, thank you. We are so rapt that the Brendan Favola statue will have a home at Clocks. Thank you so much.
Not as rapt as us. We're so excited. We're thrilled to have him.
Oh, thanks, guys. I don't know what to say.
Now, where's he going to go, Anthony? What's the plan?
Out the front.
So the plan is Feb will be outside the front every day from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. And, of course, Flinders Street Station, thousands of people daily pass by. So it's going to be the best place for him for people to see. And
Anthony,
this has made my year.
You know what, Anthony? This may actually change how Melburnians speak to it, because a lot of people say meet under the clocks at Flinders Street Station.
Yes. Meet at Fev's.
Oh, exactly. Meet at Fev at Clocks.
And it's so iconic because there was a great moment years ago on a Mad Monday where I was photographed just a couple of steps across the road.
At Fed Square.
At Fed Square, wearing something that I shouldn't have been wearing. It was a great photo, but. And now I'm going to have a statue, Boxy, on the same street. People going to walk past that?
This is so good. I know how many people are going to walk past it. It's going to be dominating there at Clocks, Anthony. Fantastic. We're so happy. And we'll obviously stay in touch. Let us know how he's going. Everyone's looking after him.
There's no one there. On our socials, of course.
Yeah, I'll be pumping
up. And might even from occasion dress him up a little bit.
Yes, for special occasions.
So.
Well, I was thinking maybe we should put a Fifi Feather Nick badge on it somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Surely. Because everyone's going to be walking past it. We've got to put our branding on there because we are the number one radio station.
Well,
we'll think about putting maybe a plaque on there with all your stats and then the station.
Oh, that's not big enough.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. And this is exciting. You'll be able to see Fev's statue at Clocks there, Flinders Street Station.
I wonder, he said from 8 a.m. till 11 p.m. every day. Does that mean there's people there, they've probably got white gloves on, like they're carrying the grand
like the
final.
Cup. Yeah. Yeah. And you're not allowed to touch it. It'd be
someone
like the Queen.
Someone might try to take it, though.
Huh? You're going to have to
someone
rope it off.
Someone still might try to take it. I'd get some CCTV.
Now, you know, like in the, you know, like what's a...
Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, like a great picture somewhere.
And like Mona Lisa.
Yeah, they put the white rope around it so people just can't actually... And we might put a bit of a tin in. People can put money in. We'll use that for our Maltese. No.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We all know or remember or heard of, I've never seen it, but Weekend at Bernie's. Funny movie from the, I'm going to say 80s, 90s. The idea that two guys prop up their dead uncle Bernie and have a wild weekend. I think that's the idea of his place at his expense. Well, a woman in Brazil has taken that a bit too far. In fact, she's been arrested because she went into a bank. Now, there is video footage of this. We were just watching it. She's gone into the bank with the corpse of her uncle. He's just died.
Mm-hmm.
She's obviously gone, oh, quick, let me get you to a bank to
get
you to sign over all your money to me. So she's at with the bank teller. The man is clearly dead, but looks a little bit like a
crash test dummy.
So she props, she gets the pen out for him to sign.
How did she get him in? Wheelchair?
Wheelchair.
Yeah. Yes,
but then his head keeps dropping back. He's dead. And she keeps pushing it up.
Yeah.
And then the bank clerk says, he's not well. He's the wrong color.
She waited too long.
Yes. Anyway, they called the police and then they later determined that the man was in fact dead, had been dead for hours, but only a few. So she's really quickly got in there. So he'd still be a bit warm, maybe.
What did she get charged with?
Okay. What have they got her? They're investigating the circumstances of his death, for starters, because she might get charged with that. But attempted fraud, theft through fraud, embezzlement, depending on the conclusion of the investigation. There we go.
Good effort, though.
I do love a Brazilian bank teller for just immediately getting the phone out. Yeah. Like, I think in Australia, you'd have to see CCTV footage, but they're like, this is gross. Like, straight on the video.
101.9 The Fox.
Time to give you 20 grand. Okay, Alpha Bucks, we played at 8 a.m. and just after 6:30 every weekday morning. Now, for the game that's going to be played on the Friday, the 19th of April at 8 a.m., the letter is the letter B, and the question will be an insect.
B.
Yep.
Nice.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Good morning. Now, Melbourne, something is happening on our roads. As we speak, they're on the roads, and I am talking about driverless trucks.
Sorry, what?
Yep, there's two of them.
They've become aware.
This is a six-month trial. It's launched today. They'll be on the roads. Actually, they've just stopped. 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. So we were driving here this morning.
Oh.
They were there. The first heavy-duty vehicle will be tested along the M1, from the Westgate Freeway through to the Monash, and that includes going through CityLink.
So that's tonight, or it's already been done? It's completed?
Well, it says today. I reckon it's been completed. Would that be right, James Blake?
So it's a six-month trial that starts today.
Oh, so tonight will be the first one. Off the roads at 10 p.m. There's a driverless truck.
Or let's get heaps of cars on the road and see how good it is. Test it out.
Now, I do know a few details about this. Now, initially, there will be an engineer and a person that will be sitting there as a driver. They're not going to drive it, obviously. They're just going to be present in the vehicle. There will be a pilot car in front. But that's only just in the beginning. Then that I know this is probably the future, but I'm not ready for it.
No.
I want people to be manning vehicles. I don't want driverless.
Does it have a camera on the side so when I do the fist bump, it can see me and still honk the horn? Otherwise,
yeah.
Remember when you were in a school bus and you were
Because for me, that's a horror movie. If I look up at the truck next to me and there's no one in there, that's a horror movie. Yeah. I don't like it.
I reckon this could be good for us, though, because we get up early in the morning. We drive to work for the cars. When the cars come out, we just sit in the back seat, get driven to work, have a little kip.
No.
You don't reckon?
See, the thing I'm still not convinced that these driverless vehicles are prepared for the unexpected. And remember, there was that.
That's why crashes happen.
Happened at Google, didn't they? Hit someone on the bus.
Yeah, this has already happened. They had a driverless car in, I think, Seattle, somewhere in. It was one of Elon's cars.
Yeah.
And it didn't detect a pedestrian and killed them.
Like, there was a guy that crashed and passed away in California because he was in the back watching Harry Potter, which I'm not saying it's what you should get for being an adult who watches Harry Potter. But
hang on, so
Harry Potter.
Well, that makes sense then. He wasn't.
But he was the driverless car.
Oh.
He was just watching Harry Potter on the iPad.
See? Computers. Who hasn't ever, in a world where we've at some stage pressed Control-Alt-Delete, computers don't always get it right. They get scrambled.
No, they do. And they get hacked. Imagine if they all get hacked.
No, what if the truck got, electronics got scrambled and the next minute it's run off the road?
But a hacker, don't want to alarm people, but a hacker that does things to countries that's bad, when people do,
Where you're going with this, yes.
Attacks and stuff. Once we're all driverless, they could hack in and then make all the cars smash into each other.
Do you think we'll ever be driverless though? Because people love driving. Driving's like a hobby.
The Jetsons.
I've watched you drive over the last couple of days when we've been filming.
It looks like it's driverless.
Yeah. Honestly.
How's driving a hobby for you? You've got to have a hobby that you're good at.
You treat it like a hobby. As something, as in something you've just picked up with no idea on what to do. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Good morning. Are you okay, Pete?
I am okay because something is in the news because of a good friend of the show from Sushi Mango, our mate Joe Salinitri. He did something on his socials the other day, a little reel video, and it's blowing up. And in fact, supermarkets are now having to respond because it's gotten a lot of traction, and I could not agree more.
Me too.
This was Joe firing up.
I just went to Coles supermarket. You know when you've got to do a self-serve thing on your own and you go, beep, 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 that's fine. But when you've got to do it with a whole trolley, I'm working for Coles now. We are working for Coles now. So I'm going to send you my tax file number so I can start getting paid.
Mate, I watched this and I was like, everything, packing the bag yourself. Like, I don't want to do that.
I know. Now, look, Coles have come out. They have responded and they have they're sorry that they let Joe down.
Please calm down.
But they have said we should always have a range of checkout options open for convenience for customers, because I had an argument with our producers out here this morning. Now, Leon, he loves a self-checkout.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it. And yes, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
He's into it.
You can do it quickly. You can get through. You can pack it yourself.
Do it quickly.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I never do the self-checkout because I'm shopping for a family, yeah, and I often have the little ones with me. So I've got a trolley full. I do a week shop all at once. If I go through the self-checkout, it's awkward with a big trolley. Where do the girls stand? I've got to do the bags. If they gave me a self-checkout with a long conveyor belt where I could load it all up. But the point is, I do find it quite difficult, so I'm always looking. And even at Kmart and Target, I know they do the self-checkout. I found myself at another store once when I was holding Daisy, holding the goods. I can't physically do it.
No.
You actually need help.
And then the red light comes on because something doesn't scan properly, doesn't go in the bag properly. And then that poor person, that's the worst job in Australia.
Easily.
Walking up to people going, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's my code. Oh, my God. Yep. Swipe it through. Oh, over here. Yep. He doesn't stop. He's the hardest worker, or her.
But it's
and
really
so
good,
annoying.
It's a good because, but also the thing is, I don't want to, it's a lot to get it all out, all out of the trolley, and then pack it yourself. It's actually, the day's been long enough. It's hard enough. Like I'd happily pay more. Like I don't tell them that.
They're doing fine. No, yeah, they should be paying staff.
But also, just for staff, I mean, on a day where we are having our first driverless trucks in Melbourne, I like chatting. You've met my checkout people. So with Soddy from my local supermarket. She comes to our Brekkie and the Birds. I love my chats with Soddy.
I bought some steaks on Monday, just the steaks, three steaks, like those little eye fillets, because they're really nice from Coles. And I lined up behind people that had a full shopping and didn't go through the one checkout. All I had to do was scan it once, and I refused to do it. I lined up for like 10 minutes just with one steak because I refused to
taking
use the
a stand.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it myself.
Well, it's interesting. 13 10 60. Look at the phones. They are everyone seems to, it's a hot spot. People are fired up about this. There are a lot of retail chains that are bringing back checkouts for people to check you out because there's been so many complaints. I understand a split system because you have a lot of people. And I said to Leon, but you don't have kids.
I think we're just saying this now. I think people with kids should go to the servers. Self-checkouts maybe for people without kids. Yesterday, someone was in front of me with their kid. It was taking ages and running back and forwards. Yeah. Go somewhere else.
So you're frustrated.
Go somewhere else.
And maybe Leon, shop's easy. You just need Gatorade and eye drops. You're sorted for the week.
13, 10, 60. How do you feel? The phone lines, look at them. They're in meltdown this morning.
101.9 The Fox.
Supermarkets, how do you feel about these self-serve checkouts?
Yes, well, Joe Selenitri, our good friend from Sushi Mango, blew up. And now supermarkets are having to respond because it's gone viral, because a lot of people agree. It's a real split. And I had noticed that because we've got some younger members of our team, particularly without kids and maybe just living alone, love a self-checkout, don't want all the carry-on with people in front of them. But as someone who fills a trolley, I find them pokey, I can't get in there, and I actually just want some help packing the bags. Also, another point to be made is, you think about it, it's such a pivotal role in our culture. Most people, for a lot of people, it's their first job. Packing bags at the checkout. I know I went to be a checkout. I applied to work a checkout and I didn't
failed.
I didn't get the job.
Oh, the psych test.
Ouch.
She wouldn't pack the bag.
It's true. Woolies in Ringwood. I didn't get it.
Remember that place in Brisbane, the supermarket that was just solely checkout, self-checkout?
No.
Remember that got released a couple of, was it this year or last year?
I think it was
year?
Late last year, yeah.
And that's closed down because people refused to use it.
I think so, yeah.
I think
you want interaction.
I like the chat too. I mean, maybe they don't, but
I love a chat. There's one Ascot Vale and one in Yarraville. I know Happy Apple, little supermarket chain that are awesome. There's no self checkout.
Happy Apple, eh?
Yeah.
Mel in Woolard. Hi, Mel.
Sure, it's a checkout.
Yeah, good, Mel. Where do you stand? Do you like someone helping you pack your bags at the supermarket?
I'm on both sides there. My sister actually worked for Coles for like 12 years. So I understand needing to keep people employed, having the chat, that side of it. But also in Wollert, we...
You okay?
Oh, she dropped out.
Oh, no.
Something happened there.
I wanted to know about what's happening in Wollert.
She checked out.
Also in Wollert. What could that end? Oh, hang on. Here comes Darcy. Darcy.
Look at her.
I've got this. So she wanted to tell you that her self-checkout does have the long conveyor belt. So she can do her whole shop self-checkout. So she likes that.
Oh, but you still got to pack it. And it's like Tetris or what's it? Jenga. I can't do all the packing in the back. I'm not, it's just not my forte.
I put the bread at the bottom, get squashed.
I like what Joe was saying though, and he made it funny because he's a very funny guy, but it's like, I'm going to give you my tax file number. I'm now working for you. There is a little bit of that. I've come 100%. Here for someone to do this for me, and I'm doing all the work. Marie from Thornbury. Hi, Marie.
Hello, how are you guys this morning?
Good, Marie. Now, you're a fan of the self-checkout.
Well, I do like it for convenience, but my big gripe is that now they just have, they should just make all the cashiers their cash and card. Often you're just card only, which is annoying, so you get the line of people with cash. The other thing I wanted to bring up too is that my friends and I are making a conscious effort now not to use the checkout because it's people's jobs in the future.
Yes.
We're going to be taking away people's jobs, and I think people need to be a little bit more conscious of that as well.
Yes.
You know, looking at convenience over what's going to happen in our future.
Totally agree.
So we're making a conscious effort lately of, and I have one friend that refuses to use the cashier as the self-serve for that reason alone. And she's a bit of a warrior and will not use it. Sometimes we have to wait for her. But, people's jobs are on the line here too.
I love that point. And there will always be people as lazy as I am who will never want to pack the bag. Yeah. So we'll always stand there and, until somebody comes. So hopefully we keep those people in jobs. But no, it is. It's a lot of work. Full trolley. You look at a full trolley. You got to put, because I've got, when you get home to the kitchen, and I don't know whether people can relate to this, I've got two small kids. I'm on my own there. I've got to get all the bags out into the kitchen. That's a bit of a walk from the garage to the kitchen. Then got to unpack them all and put it all in the fridge and cupboards.
What are all the servants doing?
Ha ha. But my point is.
Where's Alfred?
It's just, but even for a supermarket, just to offer the help, I think for customer service is so important. Mm. Not just like, good luck, empty your trolley and do that yourself. Where's customer service gone? Is this my soddy?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Fifi, my love.
Sorry for my morning, local guys. Woolies. A ray of sunshine every time I walk into the supermarket.
Oh, you're gorgeous, my love. How are we, guys?
We're good,
Soddy. And where would I be without you? And Anne, what about Anne there? If I don't see Anne.
She's a legend here too. Yes, we're all a little team, and we absolutely love it when you come in. You just make our day. So thank you very much.
Soddy, what do you think about the self-checkout? Would you rather people line up? Bit of a customer service?
Look, here in Q at our store, we have a 50-50 sort of a chance sort of a thing. So a lot of our customers love the interaction with us because I love talking to everyone. So for me, it's like greeting everyone, saying hello. But there's some people that don't want their stuff packed by the checkout, so they like to do it themselves. But I just think it's a choice.
Yeah. Soddy, do you mind having to peel Fee's grapes for her? Or?
Oh, look, I look at everything. No, I love it.
How does she, is she shop healthy or does she shop a little bit, you know?
Look, she shops really healthy. Oh. She shops healthy.
Yeah, nuggets are still chicken, I guess. Soddy.
Lying is not your caper.
You're too nice of a person, Soddy.
Chocolate fudge.
You are the absolute best, and you're the reason that I honestly believe we need to keep friendly faces, great customer service in supermarkets. I'll see you later today, Soddy.
Does she tip?
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Yes, and just come through the register. The girls love it. Everyone loves a chat. We don't know what people are facing day to day. And it's always nice to have a chat to someone because there's a lot of sadness around. So let's all just be happy and enjoy it. And so thank you, Fifi, for always making our day when you come in here. We love you dearly.
You drive a long way to get there too.
What? She's literally up the road.
Yeah, Fee ran out of Real Housewives to watch, so she's having a bit of a tough, she's in a tough spot at the minute. So thanks,
we
Soddy.
Need more Soddies in the world. Thank you for your call.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.